We've developed two programs for children who've been exposed to some sort of traumatic event and are experiencing symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder or depression. Both of them are for use in schools. The first one's called the Cognitive Behavioral Intervention for Trauma in Schools, or CBITS, and that's developed for use by some school-based clinician. And the second one is called Support for Students Exposed to Trauma, and that's used by school counselors and teachers in the school. CBITS and SET have a lot of similarities. They are both early interventions geared towards helping reduce symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, and building peer and parent support, and building coping and resilience skills. So they have that in common, but then there's some differences as well. CBITS has group sessions, some individual sessions, and parent and teacher sessions available. So it's got all those pieces, whereas SET is 10 group sessions. And the key difference is that CBITS is to be delivered by some kind of mental health clinician, maybe a social worker or a psychologist, who can work with a student if they need any extra help. Whereas for SET, it's a school counselor or teacher with some kind of clinical backup, so that if they need extra help, they have someone to refer to, but they don't try and handle that themselves.